This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. In the UK, the Catholic Church has warned that the poor are being left behind, despite signs of economic recovery. The warning came in a press release issued on Thursday by the Caritas Social Action Network, the social action arm of the Catholic Church in England and Wales. It said although the UK is seeing some economic growth, they are also witnessing soaring levels of poverty and hunger, and tackling this must be a social and political priority. I spoke earlier to Helen O'Brien, chief executive of the network.
Well, it's very sad to see these levels rising. We know that we've got 350,000 people using food banks currently, and we know that that's probably a conservative estimate from the Trussell Trust and from the information that we're getting in from our members. The figures of people in relative poverty here, which would include people who are hungry, are about 3.5 million. I think the reason that these hunger levels are going up is because although there's some signs of economic recovery, this really isn't being felt by the families, and particularly we know about the families whom our charities are supporting. We know that inequality has risen, and the problem is that even though for those people who are in work, they are still struggling to reach the end of the week with sufficient money for food and for heating. It really is becoming quite a serious issue amongst families, especially for those out of work, but even with many of those who are actually in work.
And what solutions would you like to see the government and authorities adopt to try to tackle this problem?
One of the key things that we would like to see is something around work for the living wage. We do find that many people who are on minimum wages, or who of course aren't in work, that's rising much slower than inflation itself, so that what people are earning is not matching with the costs of living. And of course, we're doing lots of work in our charities on trying to support people to get the skills so that they can actually get themselves into work. So where people have reached some really difficult positions in their lives, what we're trying to do is a lot of pre-work in supporting them to get their confidence back, to get their housing in such a sort of situation that they can actually move forward, find skills and get into work, providing that they can find the jobs. Now, clearly that's what we're doing, and we'd hope that the government would be able to bring in lots more initiatives to support that sort of effort. So sort of two-pronged attack, trying to help people actually get into work where they can and earning what appropriate amounts when they're there. The problem is, of course, what we can't do is create the economic climate whereby there are those jobs. And that, of course, is what we're hoping that the government will address with the focus on the people who really need that sort of help.
You talk there about the economic climate. And in his newly released apostolic exhortation, Pope Francis condemned the current economic system and social exclusion. And he also said the so-called trickle-down economics don't work. How have his remarks on these issues resonated there with you and with Catholics as a whole?
I think they've resonated hugely. I think we are all Catholics, and indeed the population as a whole are pricking up their ears and hearing what Pope Francis is saying, because this is a system that we've been relying on, this trickle-down economics, and it doesn't seem to be helping those people who are at the poor end, and actually it's getting worse for them. So I think that it's really supported our determination to do something. I think individuals have been very specifically called to act as an individual and in community. And I think that there's a lot of respect amongst all sorts of people, not just Catholics and Christians, for what he is saying. And I think that's a very powerful call which he's making, which we, of course, are taking to heart as Caritas. But I think that the general society is actually listening too.
So you're saying, in effect, that you think he really has put his finger there on the pulse of what's wrong with our current economic system, or at least with some aspects of it?
Well, he's certainly speaking more generally than about our particular system, but I think that he has put his finger right at the heart of the challenge that we're all facing, and the issues that if we are looking to support the common good for everybody, and everybody has a chance to flourish and to take their place in community and to have the dignity of work, then we've clearly got issues around the economic situation here, which he has pointed to.